You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It is just about to receive a certificate. So it's about that at the end of the process, he has to bring a korban. It's called korban chatat. So now the question is, why he needs to bring a sin offering? What did he do? What did he do? But the point of the matter here is the Torah gives him credit. It says he's a kadosh man. He's reached the level of the Kohen Gadol. So obviously he did something good. Right, so Ramban's idea is that the reason that he has to begin Korban Chatat, if for 30 days he gains such a credit, that Tzadik Roshad gives you such a great level, would you stop in 30 days or you continue? To continue, like if 30 days brings me such an elevation, so why should I stop? So now here Ramban brings that the reason that he has to bring a Korban Chatat, because he stopped the process. So that's why he has to bring a Korban Chatat.
So if he doesn't stop on 30 days, he doesn't have to bring it?
Well, he can be in Nasir for the rest of his life.
Until then, he doesn't need to.
No, so if he, for the rest of his life, he's going to become Nazir, so then there's no chance of being a Korban Chatat.
Can you change the middle of the process, starting for 30 days, and then he says, I make another 30 days, and then another 30 days, and like that?
He can. But why the point of the matter here is, why Tartan al-Shah has chosen this period of time for somebody to become a Nazir? By 30 days. What's so special about 30 days? Is anything special about 1 month?
Rosh
Chodesh?
Because of Rosh Chodesh. It happens before Rosh Chodesh.
No, it's 30 days. Anytime he picks 30 days, I'll be fine.
It's not the beginning of the month. Any day
is done. Yeah, any day, 30 days.
That's so special about 30 days.
Like, to designate month in other cultures, they all celebrate months for 30 days, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes, and the week is everybody 7 days.
Yes.
You don't have week that is 8 days, do you?
We don't have week 7 days, but month sometimes
changes. Well, you know, normally 30. Yeah, on the 29, 31, 30, 28, but it's normally 30 days. So now if you ask somebody, how long have you been, let's say, doing tefillah, what is the answer?
It could be months or year.
No, you ask somebody, how long have you been doing tefillah?
But if it's more than 1 year, they say years. They don't say 15 months, do they?
Somebody can say 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years.
So they don't use any no more month.
Understand? But if you ask somebody, how long has it been you have been doing tefillah? What does he say?
Yes,
20 years. 20 years. Ramban says this is not true at all. Why is not true? Because if you would have done tefillah for 20 years, you'll be such a holy person that people, they can feel your fire from miles away. That means our service to Ribono Shel Olam sometimes is, you know, maybe it's okay. Sometimes it's forced. Sometimes we feel we don't have a choice. Sometimes we don't know what we said. But here Ramban explains that when this gentleman becomes a holy person because he went through a process, very days the same exactly spirit of the days. That's how it became kadosh. But if you do it like half, quarter, none, zero, under zero, so then it's not going to affect you. So the whole concept of the 30 days here is that brings what is called chazakah, stability. But just, you know, you can't go this, you know, and it's not really something that you're obligated to do, and other things has a preference in your life, such as your work, or you're invited, or this and that. So now, it's not the main thing that I have to do. So then, so that means it's not going to have such an effect and impact on you. And here we have a concept that we are obligated to create a designated time to learn Torah. It's called Pabi'ut La Torah. So they're going to ask us, Pavata Itim La Torah or Lo, after 120 years. So you have a designated time. So now they ask, what is this term came about? Habata. What does Pabiut means? Habata.
Keda.
What does that mean?
Every day, all the time.
Kabua?
Kabua. Constant.
Ah. So now here, this term is brought as one of the Haftarot that we go through the year. This term is brought that Ribono Shel Olam complains to Am Yisrael that they did something not good. What did they do? They stole. They stole the gift of the Kohanim. It's called Terumah. So Ribono Shel Olam uses a term that is called Kavate. Pebiut means to steal. So now, when they're going to ask us Kavata itim la Torah or lo, meaning that did you steal the time or not? Why? Because time is a robber. Always tells you to waste me, to kill me. That's what the time always tells you. And we do, we listen to it. We kill the time, we waste the time. But here, actually when you kill the time with your .45 caliber, who are you actually killing?
Hashem.
Hashem. Shalom. Yeah, you cannot kill the time. But here the time says, no, waste it, you know, have a good time. As the famous term that is used in a common Israeli HaKodesh, Lasot Chaim, just says Chaim, but actually it's the other way, but they use it, you know, in a positive way. Why? What does that mean, Lasot Chaim? Let's go, let's start!
Let's go have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So now here, Ramban teaches us, you cannot claim that you have been doing tefillah for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. Why? Because even 30 days, when you do it in a right way, it has such an impact on you that your whole system changes, just as in Nazir. But the point about it here is that it's the hardest thing in life to be able to do it on a constant way. Same spirit, same excitement. Nothing can prevent you to do the service of Moshe. So now here, when we give a certificate to this gentleman, after his Nazirut, the Torah says, Ahar Nazir Yishteyayin. Says, now this young man can drink wine. But here, the Torah says, Ahar Nazir Yishteyayin. So 30 days has passed. He's not a Nazir anymore. Why the Torah says that after the 30 days, the gentleman can have a b'chaim to stop him on a night. The Torah says, no, ahar nazir yishteyayin. It's not a nazir. Yeah, but the problem here is that, let's say, the biggest challenge in Yom HaKippurim, what is it? The biggest level in Yom HaKippurim.
After the end of the Yom
HaKippurim. After?
The next day.
Yom HaKippurim. Certificate. When is it?
Avit that they have to say after Yom Kippur.
Avit. After? What else?
And then the second after, everybody forget what they said, and the group come back to what they
said. So now, actually, the certificate after Yom HaKippurim is Motzai Yom HaKippurim, how you eat. That's the certificate. That means after Yom HaKippurim, that is concluded, how you going to eat? Whoa. You shouted, Baruch Shem Kibur Baruch Hotel Olamayim! Angels! But after Yom HaKippurim, Hashem Rachim, how you eat the follow the sheep and all the food that you are just going to fill up yourself up. So here the Torah says, Achar Nazir Yishteyayin. What does it mean? What did he do this is 30 days? If right after 30 days he opens up a case of wine, he's not a Nazir. So that means the test and the certificate after Tefillat Shacharit is, what do you do after Shacharit? Do you sit and learn? No. Run out?
No.
What do? You say, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, no, but something that you should not discuss. So here, Totosha is teaching us every process of the service that we go through, the certificate is the afterward reaction. That how really whatever you did had impact on you. Shabbat! What's the certificate after Shabbat Kodesh? Mutai Shabbat, you sit, learn Rashi, you learn Rabbeinu Chaim Ben Attar, Abraham al Hadosh, do something holy. But if you run to eat pizza, so what does Shabbat do for you? What did you gain from the Shabbat? And that's not exactly the beautiful message after the whole process is all about. Achar, after this holy process, Yishtehu, the Nazir. He has to have some sense of what he went through, what he did for him. What did he get? But if he just indulged in whatever that he was to stay away, that's didn't do anything for him. We're just pretending. And it had no impact on him. Hashem is like, you know.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.